The airline industry says things are getting better.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The International Air Transport Association said today global airlines are doing better than expected, though some places are doing better than others. Meantime, in the United States, airlines are fighting back against new regulations. Marketplace's Elisa Roth is with us live from our studio in New York to talk about it. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
So how much better are airlines really doing?
In some measure, this is just one of those, it's good news because it's not as bad as we thought stories. The International Air Transport Association, which speaks for the industry, says the whole sector will only lose $2.8 billion this year. So yes, it's a lot of money, but it's half of what they'd predicted just a few months ago.
Is that true, Elisa, across the board, or are there regional differences going on?
There are some big regional differences. U.S. and European carriers will probably keep losing money this year. Companies have cut their travel budgets and people just aren't flying as much. But in Latin America and Asia, airlines are actually expected to earn money this year, and demand in both of those regions is actually growing.
And some U.S. carriers are still having a hard time, right?
That's right. But they're also fighting back, or at least it seems like they're fighting back against some new regulations. At the end of next month, new rules go into effect that'll basically fine airlines for keeping passengers on the tarmac for more than 3 hours without giving them a chance to get off the plane. And what airlines are saying is that they're going to avoid that problem, you know, avoid those fines by canceling flights much more aggressively. So if there's even a hint that there could be weather problems.
All right. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reporting from New York. Elisa, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's check the numbers. In Europe, investors are doing a little selling today. Stocks are off under 0.25%. Wall Street yesterday, small gains after the Commerce Department reported wholesale inventories fell, but sales at companies rose for the 10th straight month. The Dow added about 3 points. Asian markets weren't hindered much by news of China's higher inflation. Chinese and Hong Kong shares were flat. The Nikkei added about 1% today. Google CEO Eric Schmidt says his company may soon reach a conclusion from the talks with the Chinese government. Now, Google could eventually pull out, and that could hurt several companies that Google works with in China, including Motorola, which helps Google make smartphones. Marketplace Asia Bureau Chief Scott Tong is with us now from Shanghai. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Steve.
It seems like sometimes it's hard for a company to know how to operate in such an unstable market. What do companies do?
Well, in this case, you bet on multiple horses, as Motorola's done, in case one of the horses goes down, as in Google ditching China, as it's threatened to do here. So the Motorola smartphones in China will offer Google search and a Chinese company search engine, and now a third one called Bing from Microsoft. I spoke to Richard Robinson in Beijing. He runs a mobile gaming company there called Cookie Panda. And he says, yeah, Motorola is hedging its bets, but there's more going on.
But it also, I'm sure, probably has to do with Microsoft's really aggressive budget in trying to grab as much market share as they can with Bing. And I think if they're going to be smelling blood, sort of the most interesting market is here in China.
And just to jolt you this morning, Steve, with some giant China numbers, there are 700 million mobile phone users in China right now. And by one projection, it'll be 1.1 billion in 4 years, Steve.
Amazing. But wait a second. Now, Motorola phones use an operating system, Scott, that's from Google, right? I mean, if Google ditches China, what would happen to that?
Well, that's a great question. It's called Android, this software, and nobody really knows. I mean, the Google CEO says something will happen soon as far as decision in China. The folks I talk to say Google could kind of leave. That is, they could pack up their search engine and go and make a political point, and then they leave the less censorable stuff still in China, like research and development and their mobile phone team, Steve.
Marketplace Asia correspondent Scott Tong joining us from Shanghai. Scott, thanks.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by LendingTree.com, tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
The New York crash of a Toyota Prius is drawing the attention of federal regulators. The driver of the car said it accelerated on its own, careened down a driveway, across a road, and into a stone wall. The incident draws even more questions over the safety record of Toyota. And then there's this House panel that holds a hearing today about whether the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration needs to get tougher on automakers in general. Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon has more.
The high drama that played out on a freeway near San Diego this week seized the nation's attention. A frantic driver's call for help as he struggled for control of his Toyota Prius.
A Prius?
Yeah.
And what's going on? Is your accelerator stuck?
Yeah.
Whatever's going wrong with a relatively small number of Toyotas, though, does all this attention reflect some kind of wider breakdown of automotive safety? The industry answers with an emphatic no, insisting today's vehicles are safer than ever. And its lobbying group contends the effectiveness of what it calls tough but fair regulation is borne out by the data. Wade Newton speaks for the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers.
Those numbers show a decline in fatalities and injury rates even as miles traveled and as the number of vehicles on the roadway has gone up during the same period.
The automakers group recently argued in a letter to lawmakers that Congress has consistently exceeded budget requests for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. But former Administrator Joan Claybrook insists the agency is suffering from a woeful lack of resources.
Its total budget is $132 million, a pittance to run a government agency that regulates all motor vehicles in the United States. It's so incapable of doing its job with that limited amount of money.
Beyond that, Claybrook says the agency needs authority to press criminal charges against carmakers that resist recalling vehicles they know are defective.
The auto industry has sort of treated this agency as a sucker. They've tried to manipulate it, and they don't respect it. And I think it's time for that to stop.
For its part, the industry says it wants government regulators to have, quote, all the resources needed. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And finally, Microsoft founder Bill Gates is no longer the world's richest man. That honor, according to Forbes magazine, goes to Carlos Slim. The Mexican telecommunications giant, owner of a firm called America Mobile, is worth about $53.5 billion. He beat out Gates by a mere $500 million. Pocket change to so many of us. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.